I'd like to invite you to take a look at my new tailored for you personal coaching, cultivation, and counseling services where you and I can work together one-on-one. For more information, just go to the Tailored for You tab at the top of this webpage. Hey everybody, last month on August 25th, the Bruce Springsteen masterpiece Born to Run turned 40 years old. In regards to making that album, Bruce Springsteen has said he was a 24-year-old kid aiming at the greatest rock and roll record ever. And no doubt he created a masterpiece, but this record in Bruce Springsteen today gives us a gift far beyond the stories and melodies that came together to make up the epic masterpiece, Born to Run. By the time Bruce Springsteen entered the studio to start work on Born to Run, Columbia Records was talking about dropping him from their record label because his first two albums sold so very poorly. Now, looking back at that masterpiece, we're reminded of the gift found in the truth that the past does not equal the future. That no matter who we were, what we've done, what we have become up to this point in time, none of it matters in relation to what we want to do, be, and have going forward. And within this part of the story as well, Springsteen gives us the gift, reminding us that it's pressure that turns a lump of coal into a diamond. Springsteen knew what was riding on this album, and from the get-go, he took control of the writing and recording process. It's often been said in regards to the making of this album that he fussed over every little detail from beginning to end. There was so much riding on this album that it caused him to find the best in him, the best in his music, the best in the E Street Band, and the best in everyone associated with creating this masterpiece. Make no mistake, when we decide that something is a priority in our life, that something is important in our life, it's then we'll begin to sense that pressure that brings out the best in us. So the next time you feel some pressure, know that's the opportunity for you to reach, for you to stretch, for you to grow and become something anew. And finally, if you've ever seen Bruce Springsteen live perform Born to Run, which he has had to perform thousands upon thousands of times, you'd think he was performing it for the very first time just for you. We're reminded that no matter what we want to do, be, and have in our lives, getting there will require us to repeat a lot of routine again and again and again. In any endeavor in life, a half dozen things make all the difference. So in being, doing, and having what you want out of life, identify those half dozen things that will make all the difference and repeat them again and again and again. But follow Springsteen's lead and give it your best every time, no matter how routine, no matter how mundane those things may be. Those are the very things that you need to bring your passion to every time you perform. Hey gang, I hope you'll take a listen to the acoustic version of Born to Run that I recorded for you in honor of Born to Run's 40th birthday that I've put here in this week's post. And thanks everybody for your continued support through listening, and never forget, you're a gift. Happy days.